Welcome to the show for tonight, listeners. You're here with myself, DJ Curly, on radio.dominican.edu. We are listening to Let's Talk About It. I only have one show left with you guys, one time to hang out with you this semester before the end of this wonderful spring 2013, and it is fast approaching. On a positive note, though, I finished my thesis. Woo! It was a long, long process, but it is done, and in doing so, I lost a ton of sleep. And I know some of you listeners have been going through the same things, trying to study for finals and get last-minute work done. Well, if that describes you, listeners, you are in luck. Tonight's show is going to be talking about a couple of the ways to get back to sleep and getting back into those good sleeping habits after staying up all night trying to get work done. Plus, I have a couple quick study tips if you guys haven't heard the shows from mid-semester when we talk about midterm study tips or good ways to, get yourself going for midterms. It's a good time to refresh those ideas for finals. We also have a couple little fun notes on some quick food you might be able to make in between your studying breaks. So a couple snacks healthy snacks you might want to make for yourself in between running here and there, because I know sometimes I myself forget to eat as I'm running from work to class to studying to, it just takes a back seat. So it's important though to eat and stay, keep your brain going and stay healthy. And so these are a couple quick food tips. Plus, towards the end of the show, if we have time, there's going to be a couple fun little advice tips on if you haven't made the most of your college career this year, if you're a freshman, sophomore, junior, or maybe some things you want to reflect on as a senior. I have about 10 tips on how to make the most of your college career, either starting next year or to finish out this year with a bang. So definitely tune back in for that. And for a fun little extra at the end of the show, we have a couple fun quotes that are good, funny, inspirational, and just a couple little things to just think about and not necessarily have to study from a book, but just get your mind thinking on a different level that might not be a class for bio or for English or, you know, something that you're forced to think about this week, maybe just some fun little extras towards the end of the show. So come on back here in just a moment. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu with DJ Curly.
An ordinary man comes home from his ordinary job, pulls up to his house in his ordinary car. Day after day, he is raking in the pay, making sure that he will die in the very ordinary. In the basement, who paints the man in a very gloomy portrait? The time goes, how does it feel to live unhappy? To go to sleep at night, not wanting to wake up.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to DJ Curly here on Let's Talk About It on radio.dominican.edu. So tonight, as promised, I said I would start by talking about a couple of good sleep tips. Personally, I myself have not been getting enough sleep, which is typical of my life, but it's finals week. It's almost finals week, and it's the last week of the last 2 days of classes. Last week was the last week of classes here at Dominican. And I know most students were cramming, were trying to get all the work turned in that they didn't quite get done beforehand, or that they held off until doing the last week of school, as I myself did. And now that schoolwork is done, and it is time to focus on finals. But if you have given yourself enough time to have a little break in between to reset your natural sleep schedule, that is so important. I know I'm going to bring up a couple tips here later in the show about important tips for test taking. And I know last time we did them for midterms, one of the big tips was to get enough sleep and to have a regular sleep schedule, so that it was one less thing you had to worry about while you were studying and getting all your information into your head for having to take your tests coming up. But if you, like myself, have messed up your sleep schedule — I have never really had a regular one — but if you have messed it up and you're used to getting to bed at a regular time, or you want to start getting to bed on a regular sleep schedule, here are a few tips to keep that regular schedule or to get it started in the first place. So you got to start by setting a regular bedtime. You got to go to bed at the same time every night. So choose a time when you normally would feel tired anyway, so that you don't toss and turn. You're not so awake that you can't fall asleep, but you're also not so tired you're passing out, because that's past the point when you should have already been asleep in the first place. And try not to break that routine once you start picking that time you want to go to sleep. Don't break it on the weekends. It might be easier to stay up late because you don't have work to do anymore and you're out with your friends. But if you're really committed to getting this regular sleep schedule, it's super important that you hold true to that time you pick, that you start to feel tired, and that you decided is your bedtime. I'm not really a fan of a regular bedtime because I have different things that happen every night, so I'm not really a fan of falling asleep at the same time. My life just doesn't allow me to regulate my sleep like that. But I think for most people, it's a great idea. A lot of my friends are on a regular sleep schedule, and I don't want to say addicted, but I'm a little dependent on caffeine in my daily life, and a lot of it. And so it's easier for me to say I don't have to go to bed at a regular time because I just drink a ton of coffee when I wake up in the morning. But for those that don't drink coffee, or for those that aren't as dependent on it as I am — not that I'm fully dependent, just a little bit — it's important to have a regular sleep schedule, or you'll be tired all day, especially during this finals week that takes a lot out of you. So if you set that bedtime, if you've decided you want to get a regular sleep schedule, once you set that time, you gotta stick to it. It helps your body to adjust by making the change in small daily increments, such as 15 minutes earlier or later each day. So depending on what time you're used to going to sleep or what time you've been going to sleep, you have to transition into that new time, or else your body won't know what's happening and it won't want to go to sleep when you want it to. And wake up at the same time every day. That goes, I think, hand in hand with going to bed at the same time, because if your body's on a set schedule, it needs to know when you want to get up on the daily. So if you're getting enough sleep, you should wake up naturally without an alarm. So if you need an alarm clock to wake up on time, you need to set an earlier bedtime. That's just how it works. As with your bedtime, you have to try to maintain your regular wake up time, and even on the weekends. So your body has a natural clock, just because we have those alarms on our phones that make those terrible noises to pull us out of sleep. Your body is made to wake you up and set you to sleep at certain times in your life, and we as young adults often forget that and often ignore it because it's easier to stay up all night to do your homework, or it's easier to procrastinate and get it all done at one time, or hang out with your friends for a little longer, or wake up later because you have the chance to sleep in, or wake up earlier because of work. And there's a lot of things in our lives that really pull us away from regulating our body's time, and that's why we need those alarms on our phones, on our clocks, on everything that tells us what time to get up. But if you set a regular time to go to bed and a regular time to wake up, you won't need those things anymore, and your body will wake you up naturally, which is much better for when you wake up in the morning. You don't feel as frightened or freaked out because an alarm woke you up. So it's definitely important to remember. So nap to make up for lost time. I personally am not a fan of napping, but I have become more of a fan recently. I would not take little naps throughout the day my whole life until I hit about junior year in college, because you realize that when you're staying up all night and waking up super early and trying to get everything done, it's really difficult to not sleep at some point in the day, because you can't stay up all night again and wake up early every morning on a vicious cycle. If you're not making up for that sleep somewhere, your body will knock you out. So it's important to take naps for lost sleep, because you need to make up for those lost hours. So daytime naps rather than sleeping late, the strategy allows you to pay off your sleep debt, and it's without disturbing your natural sleep cycle. So which often backfires if you upset the cycle into insomnia and throws off your day. So if you sleep late into the day trying to make up for hours you've lost, it throws off your cycle again, and then you're back where you started. But be smart about napping. While taking a nap can be a great way to recharge, especially for older people, it can make insomnia worse. So if you do have insomnia, you're just a person who cannot fall asleep, consider eliminating napping. So as I just said earlier, nap to make up for lost sleep. But if you feel you really do have a problem going to bed, nap less. If you nap naturally and that you are just that type of person, you may want to do that less so your body's actually tired when it comes time to go to bed. Because if you nap close to the time you're going to fall asleep anyway, your body's going to want to wake up and act like it's a normal day rather than want to go to sleep. And fight after dinner drowsiness. If you find yourself getting sleepy before bedtime, get off the couch and do something mildly stimulating. So stop just watching TV, stop playing video games, get off the couch, get away from the dinner table and go out and do something. Play, ride a bike, do anything you can, throw around a football, anything that gets your body moving to avoid falling asleep. My brother calls it rest and digest. It's the time when you get really groggy and you just want to lay down and fall asleep and let your food go through your body. It's actually not very good for you and you shouldn't do it. So call a friend, do the dishes, get clothes ready for the next day. I prepare my clothes the night before. And so if you give in to that drowsiness instead of going, getting out and doing something stimulating, you would wake up in the later in the night and have trouble getting back to sleep. So fight that after dinner drowsiness, because it's right at that time that if you do fall asleep, you're not going to get your sleep pattern back. So be sure to naturally regulate your sleep-wake cycle. As I was talking about earlier, you need to let your body naturally do it if you're really dedicated to getting the right amount of sleep. You need to not have to set that alarm all the time that pulls you out of your REM cycle or pulls you out of the nap you were taking. You want your body to be able to do it naturally because it's much better for the system and the cycle of sleeping. And they say to do that is to increase light exposure during the day. So remove your sunglasses in the morning and the light onto your face. Spend more time outside during daylight. Try to take your work breaks outside in the sunlight, exercise outside, or walk your dog. So a lot of things with sun exposure. Let as much light into your home or workspace as possible. And so keep the blinds open during the day. And if necessary, use a light therapy box. A light therapy box, I think it's also known as a happy light, can be especially useful during short winter days when there's limited daylight. So increase your light exposure to regulate your melatonin levels because they can help to control your body's sleep-awake cycle. The best melatonin production is at night, apparently. So if you turn off your television computer, many people use the television to fall asleep or to relax at the end of the day, and that's bad. That's me. I go to sleep watching The Office on Netflix every day. Because I like that noise. I don't know if you listeners are those people that need to have noise when you're going to sleep, but I am. I live by myself, and so I am not a fan of being able to hear all the creaking in my room and all the weird crap that happens at night, and so I turn on my computer and let my Netflix play, but that is not good, and I've been told that time and time again not to do that because it's bad because your brain's being overstimulated. So if you have too much sunlight, too much fake light, like the lights in your room being on all the time, if you have too much sound, too much music playing constantly, your brain's active all the time. It's not getting rest, and that's why you're tired. That's why you feel more tired, is because your brain's never sleeping. Your brain never sleeps anyway, but I mean your brain's never getting rest from all that busyness and all that happening. And so it's important to give your brain a little break. So don't read from a backlit device at night. So don't read from an iPad or an e-reader, anything that's backlit, because it requires additional light source, and such as a bedside lamp. And again, that's overexposing yourself at nighttime. And so you're messing up your melatonin production, and it's causing you to mess with your sleep-awake cycle. So also create a relaxing bedtime routine. So if you have time for this, keep noise down. If you can't avoid or eliminate noise from the barking dogs, loud neighbors, city traffic, or, you know, other people in the household or in your dorm, try making it with a fan. So try having a fan in the background. One of my friends has a noise machine, so you can like play rain or waves. And that actually really helped. I think that's half of the reason why I would sleep so deeply through my alarm was because that noise machine would be on, because I never had one before, and my roommate would turn it on when she would go to bed, and it puts you in a really deep sleep because you're focusing on the sound of these like nice waves rolling in or rain dripping on a roof, and it's very relaxing, but definitely helps you go to sleep faster. So if that's the kind of person you are, keep the noise down, but regulate the noise somehow. So it generates your own white noise by setting your radio between stations, or earplugs may also help. And keep your room cool. I know a lot of people here at Dominican do this. I personally like to do this, where you keep your room cooler by keeping your windows open or keeping a fan on. It also affects sleep. So most people sleep best in a slightly cool room, around 65 degrees Fahrenheit is what they suggest, and with adequate ventilation, so wind coming in and out or maybe an air conditioner is on. A bedroom that is too hot or too cold can interfere with quality sleep, and that has been happening to me a lot lately, actually, listeners. It's probably been happening to you guys too, is if it's too hot outside, like if you kept your windows closed on accident, you start sweating in the night and you want to throw off your blankets and it wakes you up and you got to go open your window and do a bunch of things that you don't want to do because you're busy trying to sleep. And if you do not regulate your air conditioning well, you don't regulate the flow of cool air into your room, it's going to happen to you. So, and you also don't want to keep the room too cold. You want it to be just the right temperature for you to sleep in. So be sure you're paying attention to what you like to have around you while you sleep noise-wise, but also how cool or warm you like the room to be when you go to sleep. And make sure your bed's comfortable. You should have enough room to stretch and turn comfortably. If you often wake up with a sore back or an aching neck, you may need to invest in a new mattress or try a different pillow. Experiment with different levels of mattress firmness, from foam or egg crate toppers, I have one of those, and pillows that provide more or less support. So you can do lots of things even in a college dorm room to adjust the way your mattress feels. So a lot of people get those memory foam sheets. I think they're so amazing. They're just a layer of memory foam on top of your bed and you feel like you're sleeping in a cloud. And then you could change your pillows up if you wanted to. If you're a person that likes it more firm, you could get firmer pillows. But if you like it a little more soft for the way you sleep on your bed, you could get those egg crate toppers, like the suggestion was made earlier, that they're those little foam pieces that go on top of your bed. I don't really know how to explain them, and they really look like an egg cart without the eggs in them. So those really help for cushioning your bed and making it less stiff and firm and old feeling. And reserve your bed for sleeping, because if you associate your bed with events like work or errands, it'll be much harder to wind down at night. So use your bed only for sleep. That way, when you go to bed, your body gets a powerful cue. It's time to nod off. It's time to go to bed. So if you do your homework in your bed, or if you do lots of other things like errands, getting jobs done from sitting on your bed, getting work done. I know I do all my homework on my bed. It actually tells your body that when you sit on your bed, it's not just time to pass out. It's time to get work done. And it actually will keep you awake even if you're not doing anything that consists of working and you just want to go to sleep. So tip 4 is eating right and getting regular exercises. Like I said, stay away from big meals at night so you're not tired. Avoid alcohol before bed, because many think that a nightcap before bed will help them, but it's counterintuitive. While it may make you fall asleep faster, alcohol reduces your sleep quality, so it wakes you up later in the night. So to avoid this effect, stay away from alcohol in the hours before bed. So a lot of people think it helps them get to sleep because it makes you kind of tired, but it actually makes you tired for a little bit, and then you're awake again in the middle of the night for no reason. So cut down on caffeine, like myself, DJ Curly, needs to do, because caffeine can cause sleep problems up to 10 or 12 hours after drinking it. So consider eliminating caffeine after lunch or cutting back on your overall intake. If you are a person that does not drink a lot of caffeine, it could be the reason you're staying up at night. So avoid drinking too many liquids in the evening. That's obvious, because if you're drinking liquids late at night, you're going to have to use the bathroom in the middle of the night. It's going to wake your body up again, once again disturbing your sleep-awake cycle. So finally, how to sleep better. Tip 5 is get anxiety and stress in check, which is a lot easier said than done. But if you're unable to sleep or you keep waking up at night, it's usually leftover stress or worry or anger from the day. And you can't really put your finger on it sometimes. You're not exactly sure what's stressing you out or maybe what's keeping you up at night. But there's something there, something in the subconscious, maybe in the conscious. Maybe you have a test due, you got to study and you don't feel like you studied enough. I worry about projects that I can't start on yet, but that are due relatively soon. And that one's really difficult because I wake up thinking I need to get something done and lay there realizing I can't do anything about it until I have all the stuff in place to start the project. So that's hard for me to be like, I can't do it right now. I need to go back to sleep. So if you're one of those people, stop worrying so much and stop stressing. Realize that you can't do anything about it at the moment and you need to get yourself to sleep or else you won't be able to do anything in the day. So if you can't stop yourself from worrying, especially about things outside of your control, you need to learn how to manage your thoughts. So you can learn to evaluate your worries to see if they're truly realistic and replace irrational fears with more productive thoughts. Even counting sheep is more productive than worrying at bedtime. So anything you can do to get your mind off those mini stresses throughout everyday life, especially around this finals time, is important to getting back to a normal sleep cycle that'll help you study and focus on finals this week coming up. I know you guys are tired of hearing about having to study and having to eat right and do the right things to do well on these tests, but I know you students out there, if you're listening from Dominican, that have worked too hard to throw away everything just because you can't fall asleep because you pulled a couple all-nighters last week. So those are a couple tips here on radio.dominican.edu on ways to manage sleep to get back on a normal cycle, or even just a cycle that gives you enough sleep so you're ready to go when it comes to test taking time or to writing that paper. So come on back here in just a minute to radio.dominican.edu. You're here with DJ Curly on Let's Talk About It. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some quick study tips and some fun little food advice. So come on back. Welcome back, listeners. I'm glad to be with you here tonight on radio.dominican.edu. You're here with myself, DJ Curly, on Let's Talk About It. These last 2 days, this is the last day of classes actually before break day, and then finals. So we just had a couple really cool sleep tips, and we're going to go. I know you guys are probably tired of hearing from everyone good ways to study, things you should be doing to prepare for these exams, and you probably actually want a break day come tomorrow. So if you didn't listen to the show earlier in the semester around midterms, I have a couple quick refresher tips for if you are someone that's just getting to some last minute studying. These are some ways to have the best results from what you're looking at in your notes or from your textbook or from just getting yourself organized for these upcoming tests or papers that you might be having or projects or different things going on for finals week. But then you're done. Isn't that cool? You're almost done, Dominican. So hang in there. So first of all, good notes equals good grades. So that's somewhat obvious, right? Taking good notes doesn't come naturally to everyone, but it's important. So it's what you should do when you're sitting in class or if you are reading a textbook and you need to take notes for the upcoming final, record only the key points of the textbook or if you were listening to a lecture, whatever the teacher is saying, but don't write down too much. I used to be one of those people that wrote down everything the teacher said or everything the book said because I thought it was all important, but it's more important that you get a few key words down or learn your own shorthand so you don't spend all your time writing notes and never reading them, because what good are they if you can't get anything from them? You just wrote them all down in a notebook. You're not keeping that for anything. So be sure you're not writing down too much just for the sake of writing notes and only putting down key points that you can study from later that'll actually help you in your studying process. So many students actually also record lectures so that they can listen to them later to verify their notes. We don't have too many big lecture halls here at Dominican, but if you're just a student that would rather listen to the teacher and record the notes and get back to them later, that's perfectly okay. You just got to ask the teacher if they mind you recording them, because you do have to check with them before you just start recording what they say. But it's definitely a good option if you're a person that wants to listen and take notes later. And some teachers here actually put the notes on Moodle. So if your teacher's cool enough to put the PowerPoints they do on the Moodle website for you, don't waste those. They're a really good resource. Get to Moodle, check them out, and read over them so that you yourself don't have to write every single thing down that you heard in class. It's important, too, to stay organized. So tip number two, stay organized. So keep a detailed calendar with you and all your commitments, including classwork, social events, and extracurricular activities. So this way you can block out time each day to study. I myself am bad at this, even though I have a ton of calendars. I don't bring around like a little planner. So sometimes I forget that I've told my friends I'd hang out with them or there's a paper due on a certain day and I overplan, and that's kind of a problem. So it helps me get to nothing all at once because I put too much stuff on one day and then I don't get to do any of those things. So it's really important that you don't overbook yourself, and especially during this finals week, that you focus on what needs to get done first. So once you take your finals, you can hang out with your friends. But if you hang out with your friends instead of studying for finals, you're not going to get very good results and you're going to regret that you even hung out with them. And it's not going to have been as great of a memory as it could have been if you'd studied first and hung out later. And so I know it's hard to tell your friends, no, we can go to dinner another night, I have to study, but it's important because you got to get your work done. And it's important to stay organized and not overbook, because nobody likes you cutting out on them when you said you would do something. And organize your class materials. It's also an important study tip because you can use sticky notes to remember textbook pages. Keep your returned assignments, especially quizzes or things like that, that your teacher might use on the final coming up, and look over them. And flashcards are really cool for key terms, because when you write something down, it's actually proven that when you write something down, your brain remembers it better. So if you do flashcards, even if you don't get all the time in the world to study them and have someone read them off to you, you've written them down. So it's in your memory, your muscle memory. And so it hopefully comes back to you as you're taking that test. So unplug and reconnect. So it can be tricky since a lot of students use computers for everything, like their homework, for checking in with friends, checking to write their papers, getting resources, everything. But the internet is the worst distraction there is, for the most part. I really like the internet, but it is a really big distraction. And limiting time on it is a great study tip, because you know you get distracted by Facebook, Pinterest, by everything. So try to set boundaries for yourself. So don't go on Facebook, especially during this week, before finals time and distract yourself from what the teacher's saying, because if you haven't been listening this whole semester, now is the time. And be sure not to cram. I know it's really hard. I'm a procrastinator. And when someone tells me not to cram, I'm like, yeah, okay, won't do that. And then I do. But it's definitely, I'm telling you listeners, my advice is not to, because it's hard for your brain to remember everything you read it one night. Plus, you get tired and you don't want to stay up all night reading a whole textbook, and you get exhausted. And by the time you wake up the next day to take the exam, you don't remember any of it. So you have to pace yourself to try to study a little bit each day rather than saving it all for the week before the exam. This will help you ward off exhaustion and remember what you learned. So you won't have to worry about waking up in the morning with a completely blank brain, because day by day you've remembered a little piece of each of the different things you've had to study. And don't overstudy. So a lot of the nursing majors here at Dominican, or bio majors, anybody with has a lot of exams coming up rather than like papers or projects, overstudy. You see them in the library like 24/7. And it does seem like it's nearly impossible. But if you're the sort of person who camps out at the library and you're that person that's there 24/7, your brain actually needs a break. You might be doing more work than you need to. So time management is one of the most essential, but make sure you're studying the key ideas of each lecture and not wasting your time on useless information. You don't need to reread every chapter that you've ever had to do in class, because that's just a bunch of useless information. Remember what you've talked most about in class, what you think your teacher might cover in the final, and get to those points, make flashcards about them. Don't waste your time just rereading the whole textbook. It's pointless. So if you're not sure, meet with your professor or maybe ask them for a study guide as to what key points you should look over so that you're not spending your time reading a whole textbook. And find your zone. So I talked a lot last time during midterms before spring break that it's important to find the place that's best for you to study. So a lot of people want to hang out in their room still and talk and watch TV while they study, but it's really good to get away from people. So go to the library, go to a coffee shop, go to anywhere that's really quiet, maybe Medellin's Lawn, different places like that, that you can get away from it all and still have like a table to work on or some stuff you might want to do to get away from people, but still be in an environment of hustle and bustle. So you can focus on the work in front of you, but not be bored or want to get distracted because nothing's happening. Like sitting in a white room with nothing around you is a bad idea, but it's not good either to have a movie on and be trying to study bio notes. And in the midst of doing all this, be sure to take a break. So you've really earned it. Honestly, at this point in time, I'm sure most people have been studying a great deal. And if you haven't been, I don't really know what to tell you. Like, I'm sure you can still have time. You still have 4 days of finals coming up, so hopefully it's not on this first Thursday coming up, but you do deserve a break. At some point in time, no matter how much or how little you've been studying, take that break and then get back to studying, because your brain doesn't like to absorb everything all at one time and have to hold it forever. So be sure to do something fun, like maybe visit Golden Gate, walk around on it for a little bit, climb Fire Trail or Mount Tamalpais, you know, just go to Off the Grid, go to those different farmers market, the different little things that happen once a week here at Dominican, or like those good little half a day trips that get your mind off studying, like maybe going to lunch with friends or things like that, going to a movie and coming back and knowing you have to get back to work, because it gives you a little fun, like puts a little adventure in your life, and then your brain gets re-energized to get back to studying. So those are a couple study tips and some sleep tips to give you the best results for this finals week. So come on back here in just a minute to radio.dominican.edu. We're going to be talking about some quick food tips and some ways that if you're done studying for finals and after this finals week, to make the most out of your last couple days here at Dominican University, but also if you didn't make the most of this year, some great ways to make the best out of your next coming years at Dominican. So return here to radio.dominican.edu with your girl DJ Curly here on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Let's Talk About It. But especially when staring at you, the face, the face. Yeah, set me free, set me free, set me free. Yeah. Set me free, set me free, set me free. Yeah. Set me free, set me free. Set me free, set me free. It's what you do, you say, it's what you do that sets me free. The machete was ready. When you're young people. hotel, I'd lift your... Okay, so as you're studying this pre-finals week, you're back here on radio.dominican.edu, hopefully taking a little break from all that wonderful studying you've been doing, wonderful time you've been spending in the library to get the best grades on your final possible. Well, we just talked a little bit about some sleep tips and some study tips, but it's important to remember to eat during this week. I know when you have a lot to do, it's really easy to forget food. For some people, not so much, but some people they are doing so much that they just forget to make themselves a meal or to pick up a meal because they just don't have the time to get to Calarega or to get back to their dorm to get the food, and they'd rather just continue with what all they have to get done to that day. So this is actually some cool, healthy, easy snacks that are quick and for each meal of the day. And they actually are coming from Sunny, who's 16. I don't know if you guys watch The Biggest Loser. It's one of my favorite shows, but she is one of the teen contestants, which was new to this year, that they had three teen contestants that competed to be The Biggest Loser as well and to change their way of living young so that for the rest of their lives they would have good eating habits. So she is actually the one giving us some tips from her coaches and different people who taught her to eat healthy, the way she now eats better quickly because she has a very busy schedule as well. She has singing lessons, she does a lot of schoolwork, she plays sports, and she participates in a lot of things. So it was really easy for her to just eat a bunch of bad food, and that's how she was gaining a lot of weight. And so she realized that was bad, and she was staying up late and eating junk food. And so these were some ways that she changed her diet around. So for breakfast, her first change was to add more protein. So her favorite meal is an egg with cheese and tomato on a whole wheat English muffin, and it's the perfect wake-up call. So it's healthy for you, got a good amount of protein, get your brain going, and it's not bad for you. So definitely check that out if you want a quick breakfast meal during these study days. An egg white with cheese, tomato, and on an English muffin. Sounds delicious. So a snack. So a lot of us get hungry during the day. Keep a bag of apple chips in your locker. You can get them at like Trader Joe's or Whole Foods apple chips, you know, mango, freeze-dried mangoes or different things that are dehydrated apples or, you know, pineapple or different, you know, you can find those fruits that are dehydrated and kept in a bag and you can take them around with you like chips. They're really great because they're fruit. They're just easier to eat like chips, and they're not greasy and have tons of calories and are really bad for you. Like potato chips, which is what most people munch on in replacement, these healthy apple chips and different fruit snacks can help keep your appetite down while keeping the calories down as well. So definitely a good snack is some apple chips or different dehydrated fruits that you can get at like Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. For lunch, Sunny sneaks in veggies where she can. So her trick was to add broccoli to a fistful of whole wheat mac and cheese. So I know it seems weird to think that if you're eating well, you can have mac and cheese, but a little bit of carbohydrates is okay. It's whole wheat, which means it's better for you than just white pasta. And she puts broccoli with it. So you have a little bit of veggie, a little bit of carbohydrates, and actually vegetables, carbohydrates too, but you know, grain and veggie. And it's a good mix for a quick little lunch. If you're on the go, it's healthy and delicious and fast. So you can get back to doing whatever it is you want to be doing. So for dinner, instead of loading up on the carbs at the end of the day, Sunny gets a balance of veggies and protein by making a bean fajita in a whole wheat wrap with salsa. And adding chicken too is a really good idea. So if you have a bunch of things lying around and you have to be on the go, a fajita is perfect because you got to wrap it up anyway. You got to have a quick little, you could wrap it if you wanted to take the fajita with you. And it's in a whole wheat wrap, which are typically very good for you. And a lot of them are high in fiber. And salsa is a good little added flavor. And chicken, that just sounds delicious. So it's a full dinner, but it's quick and it's easy and it's good for you. So while you're on the go, while you're doing this, that, and the next thing, you are eating well and you are having a great dinner on the go. So it's not just a TV dinner or some poppable thing you can buy like a ramen noodle in a cup and whatnot. It's good for you and it's quick and it's easy to take with you. So for dessert, as we all know, is the most important part later in the day when you've been studying and you want something sweet to munch on. Sunny still enjoys sweets. It's just in smaller portions. So she says to try this, a wafer cookie with raspberries and low-fat whipped cream. It looks delicious. I'm sure you guys have seen wafer cookies. They're like the vanilla wafers. They're just solid vanilla cookies that are hard but delicious, and you can just put some wonderful whipped cream on top, low fat whipped cream, and a raspberry. So you got a little bit of fruit still. The vanilla wafer doesn't have too much to it to cause any bad spikes in your diet. And a little bit of non-fat whipped cream just adds a little flair to the dessert. So definitely something good to munch on. I eat a lot of rice cakes that have different flavors on them. So that's how I manage my hunger when I'm staying up late, because they have flavors on them, but they're really like eating air. So it's not bad. And it tells your appetite that you're eating something. So it tricks your stomach into being full, but you're actually still maintaining your diet wants and needs and not breaking any rules, most likely, depending on what goals you've set for yourself in the diet routine. But you're also eating like you should be during this finals week and keeping your brain going and keeping your body functioning, because that is so important during this time. So those are some snack tips, some study tips, and some sleep tips. So moving right along, I found a blog actually by Michelle Miller Adams. She's an associate professor of political science at Grand Valley State University in Allendale, Michigan. She has written this advice for Grown and Flown for parents whose students are going into college. So this is actually good advice for college students, either that have gone into college, that this was their freshman year, or that are continuing through their college years. The best ways to make, I think there's about 10 tips on the best ways to make your 4 years as good as possible. So she has a lot of tips on, you know, like the school aspect of school. So like getting in with your teachers and having like good grades and knowing all the people who are your resources that can really help you in school if you're struggling or if you might not be getting to classes like you should. But it's also, she also has a lot of comments on how to make friends and things like that during school, which I know everyone worries about if they didn't make the most friends their freshman year, or maybe their friends all scattered to different places sophomore or junior year. You can make new friends. I know that Dominican is a small school, but it's important that you know that there's a lot of people out there in the world. There's a lot of people even out here at Dominican that you haven't met yet, and it probably would be a great match for you as a friend. So it's important to get out there and make yourself known. So her first tip is to show up. So attend every class session unless you have a contagious illness. I'm not a big fan of saying you should attend every class, but I definitely think it's a good idea, because when your teachers see you trying or see you in the class, I know it's hard to get up at 8 a.m. or at different times during the day, or if you want to hang out with friends instead of going to your night classes, it is hard. But if you're not good at a subject and you know you're going to be struggling in it, it's so important to go to the class and just show up and be there. Because if a teacher sees you trying, if they see that you've been in the class, they're more willing to help you out later. They're more willing to be like, oh, I've seen you trying. I've seen you attend the classes. You have great attendance and whatnot. So at Dominican especially, teachers are willing to help you out if you're struggling. But if you are a student that does bad in the subject that you're in class for and you don't show up, they typically just think you're a slacker and they're not going to help you out when you realize you're failing the class and you're like, oh, but I didn't attend any classes and I didn't do any of the work. What's wrong? I don't understand why I'm not doing better. They're not going to be like, oh, you know, you're right. You didn't do anything for this course, but we should help you now that it's the end of the semester. So it's important, if you did that this year, that next year you make yourself known to your teachers, you let them know you're out there, and that even if you might not be the best at whatever subject you're in, you are trying and you're attending the classes. So it's important. So introduce yourself to everyone like that. I'm a big fan of introducing myself to everyone I meet, because that's how you make new friends. They remember your name. They're like, oh, that's that person I met at that pool party, or that's that person that's in this class with me, or even the teachers too. This is a small school, but if you maintain yourself as a wallflower and you don't really get out there and you don't really talk to people, you're not going to have many friends, and your teachers aren't going to really pay attention to how you're doing in the class because they don't know who you are. You're just a name on a roster. So it's important to introduce yourself to everyone. You don't know who you can meet doing that. You don't know what opportunities you could get if you introduced yourself to people. And so it's important that you make yourself known in the class, again, so the teacher knows you're there and trying, but also socially, like if you go to clubs, or if you do like clubs here at Dominican, or if you do different events that ASDU holds, or if you go to a dance or something and you are around new people who also look kind of frightened or don't really seem like they're hanging out in a group already, introduce yourself. That's how you make some of your best friends. That's how I made all my friends during orientation. I just said hello and introduced myself to anyone I could, and I am still great friends with those people to this day. So introducing yourself can do wonders. So engage in the class as well. So if you like a subject, show the teacher and the people around you that you like a subject. So it helps you to do better in the class because you're not falling asleep. You're actually interested in what's happening. And also you make a lot of friends through study groups and things like that. So if you're someone who likes a subject, make it known so that maybe if someone's not doing as well in this subject, but they're doing better in another class you're in, you guys could help each other out with a study group or with different ways to help yourselves, to help push each other, you know, getting the best grades in that class as possible. And I know a lot of people, as much as they don't enjoy going to every single class and as much as they don't like answering every single question, you don't have to do that. Just engage in a way that you're not coming to class falling asleep. And I know you guys are probably tired at this point in time, but next year when you get to a class you like, let everybody know you like it because you're good at it. And like I said, study groups are a great way to meet people, and also you can help them and they can help you. And that's what's great about a small school, is that you're in a lot of classes with the same people. So it's definitely good to engage when you get to a class. So college life here at Dominican has a lot to offer. There's clubs, events, service trips. There's religious groups. You could join something the first week, such as like the things ASDU puts on or things during orientation. There's a lot of fun group activities to join. But also you can still join throughout the year. So if you're not a freshman, there's still clubs out there for you. There's still things, activities you can participate in that ASDU holds, that PSAC holds, that campus ministry holds. They're for everybody. They're for everybody for every year. And you can make a lot of good friends still, just because maybe you didn't have the best start when you were a freshman, or if you're a freshman now, doesn't mean your 4 years are over in terms of how many friends you've made or what friends you could possibly make. You just have to associate yourself with everything that's out there. I know when I first got here, I'm not from around California, so I jumped right into joining anything I possibly could so I wouldn't get homesick. And it has really been a benefit to me. I am telling you guys, joining everything you can, or at least a lot of things or anything you're interested in, can really help your time out of college, because you don't think about missing home. You don't think about how it's just school and going back to your dorm and school and going back to your dorm. You think about, oh, I can't wait to see all those people at this one event next week. I can't wait to go on the service trip, or go on this getaway day, or go on these different things that are out there for you at Dominican, that because you went and you joined things that you enjoy doing, and now you get to take those little breaks by going mountain biking or hiking or doing whatever it is you like doing, because there's all kinds of clubs out there for everything. And if you don't find a club that fits you, start your own club. That's as easy as that. So definitely affiliate with whoever and whatever you can that you enjoy, because it makes your time at school a lot less boring and a lot more adventurous. So too, it's really important to learn a language or live abroad. So I learned Italian while here at Dominican. I learned French in high school. And I can't say I know a lot of Italian, but I learned a little bit. And I am Italian, actually, so it's cool to have that slight conversational ability. And I want to learn more. But I also learned a little bit of ASL while I've been here. And I want to learn American Sign Language. And I want to learn a little bit more of that while at in future years and at community colleges at my home, because I think it's a great language to know. But also, learning a language in general can just open your eyes to new worlds. And maybe you have a friend that only speaks Spanish, or maybe you've met an exchange student and you really want to have a conversation with them just to see if you can actually speak to someone whose language, native language, is Spanish or Italian or French. And it's really fun to be able to hold a conversation with someone who was born speaking this language. So it gives a new experience to life, and it gives you something to think about besides just everyday classes and stuff you have to take for your major. And living abroad is such a huge thing Dominican offers that is amazing. It's a chance to go somewhere else. We have trips to Greece, Egypt, there's France, there's Italy, there's Ireland, Scotland, and these aren't necessarily studying abroad for a whole semester, but we have break trips and different trips where you can go to London was this year, London, Scotland, like I said, Italy, there's Australia, just New Zealand, different places that Dominican has gone over the years that you could be a part of for a week, 2 weeks, or a whole semester. You could study in another country and your credits transfer, and it's an amazing way to get to know about the world around you, especially if you like traveling. It's a great way to be still in school and learning, but having this wild adventure of being in a whole different place and having this culture shock of just being dropped right in the center of wherever it is you're living. You're just placed there, and you have to learn to speak the language. You have to learn how it works at the school around you and at the area around you. And it's really cool. And it's not an experience everyone gets to have. So if you get the chance to study abroad, or if it's something you've ever been interested in, definitely talk to the offices here at Dominican, because we have a lot of really cool places you can go to study abroad. And I definitely suggest that you take advantage of that. So stay healthy. We're not going to dwell on this too much, but it's important in college not to let yourself get sick all the time. I know it's easy to stay up late and to go to parties and to do different things where your immune system's really down, but take vitamin C, you know, drink probiotic yogurt, like different things that's going to keep your system flowing at its best, because you don't want to be sick all the time. You don't want to be like, no, I can't hang out. I don't feel well. Oh, I'm just tired, you know, dropping out of everything. Because if you make those commitments to clubs and to classes and to friends, and you're constantly not showing up because you're sick, you're homesick, you're sleeping in your bed, you're just constantly in your room feeling ill, no one's going to want to hang out with you, and you're not going to have done anything you signed up to do, because you're always getting sick with whatever's going around the school. And with a lot of people going to the same school from different places, everything gets passed around. So be sure that if you're a person that gets sick easily, to stay healthy and to take those extra measures not to get sick all the time. So this is a good one to remember if you're a junior or a senior, to tap into resources. Even freshman, sophomore, I guess this is good advice too. But tap into the resources you have here at Dominican. We have an internship program. We have study abroad, like I said. We have counseling services if you need those. But different areas in which you might not know Dominican offers support or options or these cool connections to places outside of Dominican, because you don't get out of your room, you don't get out of your classes enough to know that Dominican has a lot of great stuff to offer. So it's important to realize what the school has resource-wise and make the most of them. So if you want an internship in your field earlier than your senior year, go out and ask them what is available, because they are more than willing to help you out at business and internship services. Also, studying abroad, they're not going to come to you and say, hey, do you want to study in this country that you like so much? You got to find out where the study abroad options are and you got to go get them. So be sure to be social too. So leave the door of your dorm room open much of the day, and you can get a broad group of friends. So one college reports, I went to my 30-year reunion this summer and met so many interesting members of my class that I didn't know in college but should have. Don't walk around campus texting, make eye contact, chat with kids in class, set up a steady group of 3 or 4 people to share ideas, questions, and notes if you have to miss a class. So that is such a huge thing. That's pretty much every tip we've just been talking about here on radio.dominican.edu, is to be social. Get out there and meet as many people as you can in college. Take as many adventures and many options as you can while you're in school, and take up all those opportunities that are presented to you as a young college student, and make the most of your college career by meeting your friends, leaving your door open. I met some of my very best friends in the world here at Dominican just by going to one ASDU game night or one orientation event, or leaving my door open and having them wander past and us just making conversation. We realized we were super similar and wanted to be friends forever. So I know that's a little optimistic, but you know, like those best friends that you instantly click with. I've made a lot of those here at Dominican, and I'm going to miss them once I graduate. But if you're true friends and that is the kind of friend you meet in college, hopefully, then you're going to stay in touch. And so I know me and my friends are going to stay in touch, and I hope you listeners have been making some of those great friends as well. But if not, just make a point to be social. Even if you're not a social creature, go out of your comfort zone and do something that scares you and leave your door open and meet some friends. And also utilize your independence. I know it's easy to call home to mom and dad and ask them for money, or call home to mom and dad and have them call financial aid or different places that you need to have problems figured out because something went wrong. But you're independent, and if you want to be independent on the sense that you don't have to call home or have a bedtime or like have your parents know everything that you're doing at college, which is a wonderful thing about college, then you have to do all the independent things yourself. You should be trying to solve those problems yourself before calling home to mom and dad and being like, oh, this is a problem, can you please fix it for me? Because if you only call home for the stuff you need, then you're not really being independent, because being independent means taking care of situations on your own without having to make your mom and dad do it for you. And if you love that independence about the fact that they can't know what you're doing here at Dominican, then you got to utilize that independence when it comes to everyday life. When something might go wrong here, you got to get on that phone and call that credit card company, get on the phone and call the financial aid office, call those places that are creating problems for you, and get it taken care of yourself, because you are independent. You're independent. And I know that's in a lot of songs and it's kind of cheesy, but it's true. It's important to remember that at college, no one's supposed to be holding your hand anymore. You're supposed to be able to do it yourself. And yeah, it's great to have that family support, but this is the time when you learn to do things on your own and you really learn how to fly. So definitely save your independence and make the most of each day, because I can tell you, listeners, being a senior this year, the years have flown by. I feel like I have tried to make the most of every minute here at Dominican. I try to utilize every opportunity that's been presented to me, but it is important, and I feel like I have, but the years have still flown past me. I cannot believe I'm a senior in college. I feel like just yesterday I walked up to a group at orientation, and I can still remember meeting every single person I met that day, and I still am friends with most of them now. So it's crazy to think we've gone through 4 years together here. So just make the most of every day and keep all those memories, and when it flies past, you can look back on all of them and hopefully make a ton more with the rest of your life. So just make the most of every day and get to know people. Those are the best tips you can have about college. So to conclude tonight's show, we are going to talk about we're going to go over a couple quotes that are pretty awesome. I am a huge quote fan, and this is just some advice to think about that isn't stuff you need to learn in a textbook or stuff you need to focus on, and you don't need to take any notes or prepare for any kind of test. I'm not going to quiz you guys next week. This is just something to, you know, relax and think about and reflect on for a wonderful Tuesday night here on radio.dominican.edu. It is a beautiful evening and you are with DJ Curly, and I want you guys to just have a relaxing outro to this show. Thank you for joining me tonight. So the first little comment is that the best things in life aren't things. I know you guys probably heard that before, but it's so true. You can't, items don't make you happy. So just remember, the best things in life aren't things. And most of the things you worry about never happen. So one of my favorite quotes is that worrying is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to occupy your time, but it doesn't get you anywhere. So most of the things you worry about, most of the things that keep you up at night, what grade you're going to get on that test, what your teacher thought of your paper, if you did the best you can do, or if you did really close to it, you're done. You're about to take the test. You're about to write the paper. You've submitted the work. And all you can do now is believe and trust that you've done the best job you can do. So the future belongs to the few of us still willing to get our hands dirty. I think that's true. I think it's important to remember that if you want something for your future, no one's going to bring it over and hand it to you. You got to get into the dirt and you got to make it happen for you. You got to build that sandcastle. You got to make that future happen. You can't just wait around and hope that it falls into your lap. You got to go out there and grab it. So the future belongs to the few of us who are still willing to get our hands dirty. Work hard and be nice to people. That's kind of important. It's like pretty obvious, but it's really what's important in life. Work hard, do what you want to do with your life, and be nice to people. That there's no one in this world that you should have a really strong grudge against, that it ruins your every day. And I know it's hard sometimes to be nice to people who aren't being nice to you, but they need it most because clearly there's something going on in their life. So just be nice to people. That's where it's going to get you the farthest. And those we meet change us forever. It's a huge thing to remember in college, that as these last few weeks are wrapping up, that the people you've met this year, if you're a senior, the people you've met these past 4 years, they are the people that change us forever and that really teach us things throughout life, whether we realize it now or later. They are the people that have shaped our Dominican experience, that have shaped our lives these past 4 years, the people you've run into either in classes or socially. And no matter how little you've encountered them, they've changed you in some way. So it's important to remember. Be happy for this moment. This moment is your life. Shut down computer, go outside, meet someone. It's about love. It's about compassion. It's about kindness and faith. It has nothing to do with luck. You get what you give, so give good. And call your folks. So these are all a couple little tips about getting out there and meeting people. Calling your folks is a really good one. I know it's hard to remember to call your parents when you're a college student, but they miss you. And if you're really being independent and you're doing all the things you should do as a college student, you probably haven't talked to them in a while. So it's important to call them and just let them know you're thinking about them and that you appreciate all that they've done to get you here. So I'm a big fan of calling my folks. So don't let the imaginary person in your head keep you from loving the real one right in front of you. So most men and women have an expectation of what they want their significant other to be like, what aspects they want them to have, what kind of face, what kind of hair, what kind of everything, what kind of hobbies. We really try to shape that person in our mind. So if there is a person that really makes you happy, that you really enjoy being around, don't reject them just because you have this made up ideal person in your head. There's someone in front of you that's willing to be everything you need, and you might just be ignoring them for the person that doesn't exist. This is a quote by Oscar Wilde. I really like this one. Some cause happiness wherever they go, others whenever they go. So that's kind of funny to remember that you should be the kind of person that causes happiness when you come into a room, not the kind of person that people get happy once you leave. That's kind of depressing to think about. But you know those people, the people that suck all the energy out of the room and you're like, oh, why did they come? But it's important to be kind to them anyway, because you want to be the kind of person that causes happiness when you walk into a room, not problems. So thank you, Oscar Wilde, for telling us that. So your choice at the moment will be a good one. Trust yourself. So I know a lot of us double think everything we do or regret something later. And I'm not a fan of having regrets. I like to go by the Carrie Underwood way of lessons learned. So if you did something at one point or another, it was what you wanted to do. And you can't really let that hold you back in the future, whether you change your mind later in life. You still at one point in your life felt that that was something you wanted to do. So don't regret it. Learn from it and move on. So this is from the Dalai Lama. And it says that take into account that great love and great achievement involve great risk. It's true. that if any you want to do anything great, it involves risk. You have to get out there, get your hands dirty, like we said, and really make whatever you want to have happen, happen for yourself. And it involves risk. It involves possibly failing. But if you never failed, then you never tried. And eventually you will get to where you're trying to go if you never give up. Whatever you want to do, do it now. For life is time, and time is all there is. It's important. Don't look behind you. Stop worrying. Go to the movies, is a quote Wally's holding up. Lying to ourselves is more deeply ingrained than lying to others. There's a little truth behind every just kidding, a little curiosity behind every just wondering, a little knowledge behind every I don't know, and a little emotion behind every I don't care. There comes a time in life when you have to let go of all the pointless drama and the people who create it and surround yourself with people who make you laugh so hard that you forget the bad and focus solely on the good. After all, life is too short to be anything but happy. This is another good one. I have two more here for you before we close the show tonight on radio.dominican.edu. Believe nothing, no matter where you read it or how or who has said it, not even if I have said it, unless it agrees with your own reason and your own common sense. That's from Buddha, from the teachings of Buddha. So that's important. So believe nothing. I definitely feel like I'm a person that just listens to some stuff when it's said. And I think it's really important to get out there and find out what you believe in and using your own reason and common sense to figure out if you agree with something that's been said or something that you've been taught. And so this is important to remember in the last one we're going to go over here on this finals week. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the show, talking about some sleep tips, some study tips, some food tips, and some great ways to make the most out of college, either for the rest of the semester and for the years to come here at Dominican for you. So I hope you've really enjoyed it so far, listeners. And the last quote we're going to read, just to make you reflect a little bit, is a good reminder for all you listeners out there who are really nervous about this finals week and what it might do to your grades or what it might do to your future. And we're all those people that have all these ultimate things that are going to happen. If we fail this one final, we're never going to graduate college. But it's important to remember that if you're a good person and you work hard, that's what you can do. That's what you have given to this life, is all you can give. And you must be happy at the end of the day with the achievements you've achieved and the energy and effort you have put into that day. You can only do so much each day. So just make sure when you wake up in the morning, you dedicate yourself to making that day, every day, go the way you wanted it to, and give the most of you that you can to that day. And remember with this last quote that you really can do whatever you want. So whatever you put your mind to, one of my favorite quotes is, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. So remember that during this finals week and for your future in general, remember that whatever you want to achieve, you can get out there and you can achieve it if you believe in yourself. If you always put yourself down, if you say you're not going to do well in a final, if you say you're not going to be able to get that job you want, then it's going to be true, because you're going to talk yourself into being a failure, into being a quitter, and it's not going to work out for you. So my advice here to you on radio.dominican.edu before we close the show is to really believe in yourself and go for whatever it is that makes you happiest and what you really want for your future. Get out there and get it done. So thank you for joining me here tonight on radio.dominican.edu. You're with DJ Curly here on Let's Talk About It. And I hope you guys join me for my next and final show here on radio.dominican.edu. I was happy to be in the station with you guys tonight. Have a wonderful Tuesday evening. Bye.